Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we decided to take you back to Lisbon and take a closer look at a feature that you might have missed in previous visits, the street lamp. Lisbon has always been a city kissed by the sun. Be it summer or spring, there's an enduring light to its cityscape, and very few things beat watching a pink sunset by the River Tejo. For a city so well known for its natural light, it seems that very few deliberately stop and look up to the fixtures responsible for lighting up Lisbon before dawn. You see, the Portuguese capital is going through an enormous transformation at the moment. It has learned to embrace its culture, and in the process has made thousands of people from all over the world to fall in love with it. But with a quick look through the city's past, there's no doubt there was a pivotal moment that truly steered that Lisbon into the path towards the one we know today. Let's go back to a winter evening on the 17th of December of 1780. In the center of Lisbon, the king, queen, and its court are all gathered around, waiting for night to fall. "Today," read the papers, "today is the day that the first public light will illuminate Lisbon." Made of cast iron, most of the lamps were introduced during that Pombaline period. And from that day in December onwards, the city was now open at night too. The second phase of this revolution came in October 1878, when King Louis I gave 6 electrical lamps to the city hall to be installed in the city's main streets. This meant that now not only did businesses stay open until late, but people started to venture out of their homes after dinner too. In the Lisbon of today, you still see a remnant of this, as the city has done a pretty good job at preserving these old lamps, even if it means converting gas ones to electrical and then those to LED lights at some point. But if you find yourself walking around the neighborhoods of Baixa or Alfama, you're in for a treat, so make sure to look up. Most lamps are attached to the houses and buildings rather than vertically on the pavement. But look closely. Only here will you find lamps sporting a caravel and a raven on each side. A simple nod to the city's coat of arms. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.